Now, about that Ghana meltdown that William mentioned, there's more to the story, actually. The Ghanaian players almost went on strike before today's game against Portugal. They said they would refuse to play unless their country's soccer federation came up with millions of dollars in back pay. Ghana's president himself intervened to make sure that $3 million in cash were flown to Brazil to pay the players. The incident made huge headlines back in Ghana, and they were not flattering for anyone involved. Vera Kwakofi is current affairs editor for our friends at BBC Africa in London. She's also Ghanaian herself. I asked her to describe Ghanaians' reaction to all of this.
Disappointed, angered that actually there was a campaign to bring the boys back from Brazil, because I think Ghanaians did not want to support the team behaving as badly as they had. And to be honest with you, if they had played this game in Ghana or anywhere near the African continent, they'd have been booed.
They would have been booed. So Ghanaians may not be that sad that Ghana lost today, given the feelings about the team.
They're sad that their name has been dragged in the mud, because they expected to make a name for the team, especially because of their, you know, how well they've done in previous World Cups in 2006 and 2010, coming close to the semifinals. And therefore, at the very least, people expected that they would acquit themselves. And if they left the tournament early, they'd leave honourably. And that has not been the case with their off-the-pitch antics. So I think Ghanaians are a bit, despondent about their behaviour. I think people always rallied around the team to protect the name of Ghana, but on this one, I don't think that they have endeared themselves to the nation.
How about you, Vera? How do you feel personally about it, having sort of high hopes and then having this happen?
When the draw was made, I didn't really think we had a good chance of coming out of the group with the pedigree of Portugal and Germany anyway. But I felt that we would be able to do enough to walk away with some pride. And I was quite shocked, actually, by the off-the-ball incidents and the behaviour in the camp, which disappointed me, certainly, as a Ghanaian. And this behaviour just was terribly un-Ghanaian and let the country's pedigree down.
Ghanaian journalist Vera Kwakofi with our partners at BBC Africa in London.